Welcome to the La Vista Live podcast series. For more information about MiraCosta High School's award-winning newspaper, visit lavistamchs.com. No more pencils, no more books, no more teachers' dirty looks. In just a few days, MiraCosta High School seniors will be released into the wild world.
In this week's podcast, we ask Costa seniors what they will be doing after graduation and any advice they have for incoming seniors.
I'm Sam Rule.
And I'm Luna Backett.
And this is La Vista Live.
I'm so done. Like, I've put in a lot of work and effort and time into school and class. And, I mean, I've done a lot of work and I think I've done a lot at Costa. And I'm glad to be done and kind of, like, move on with my life and go on to better things and do better things.
The ball of tension that has been brewing in the hearts of our seniors will finally be released on June 10th, the last day of senior finals. Then, after cruising through their graduation ceremony on June 16th, Costa seniors will have ended their four-year educational rite of passage.
I feel like Costa is a very unique environment, and there are a lot of people here that were very important to me becoming, you know, who I am now. I guess I'm also gonna miss not having to pay for education, because that's been nice.
There are many perks of going to college. Sometimes it can be frightening, and other times it can be the best moment of your life. Graduating seniors express their concerns and excitements for continuing on to this new chapter and developing the life skills and individuality.
So I'm pretty nervous because I'm nervous about making new friends in an unfamiliar place. I'm nervous about being able to handle my course load and becoming independent for the first time. But I feel like I should have built more character and more resilience to stress at Costa. But I think overall my teachers really gave me necessary tools to succeed in college.
Here at Costa, there's a lot of pressure to make it into a four-year college. While fulfilling this idea of success may be the ultimate goal of the majority of seniors, some students are taking a gap year or learning a trade instead.
Yeah, I think there's a small stigma. Not too much, but like I feel like kids kind of like look at kids who take gap years. I mean, I'm guilty of it too. I'll like look at a kid who's like, you know, taking a gap year, and I'll be like, oh, okay, that's where you're going. Okay, fun. Meanwhile, I'm like, oh, I'm going to a four-year college. I'm kind of like a pro, you know? That's just like my thoughts. I feel like they're kind of similar to everyone else's thoughts.
After a year of stress from college apps, senior finals, essays, projects, and community service, graduating seniors offer some advice for their incoming replacements, the current juniors.
School's really stressful. Like, so it helps if you take classes like you actually want to take. Because, like, I've taken a few classes that I thought that I would like, and then I hated, and it just made school, like, suck, like, hardcore. So if you take things that, like, you're honest to God interested in, and, like, you aren't taking just because, like, you want to have an AP, or you want to have an honors class, or, like, you wanted this or wanted that, it'll be better. You'll get better grades because you actually like it, you'll be more willing to put in the work, and you won't, like, hate every second of the time you're in the class.
Do not put things off until the last minute. You're going to put things off until the last minute, but don't. Eat a lot in the mornings.
Just, unlike me, try to keep your grades up. Like, just do the best you can. Don't start slacking. Like, I know senioritis and, like, all that, but, like, really try not to get, like, too caught up in senioritis, because then you'll just do bad. And, like, senioritis is only a thing if you make it a thing.
Incoming
you're gonna
senior?
Die.
Try not to take 7 classes or else, yes, you will die.
You're not gonna come to class like 90% of the time, and that's okay.
Also,
nothing matters and time isn't real.
Also, treasure your senior year because it's actually the most fun year that you'll ever get.
That's a lie.
Thanks for listening to this episode of La Vista Live podcast series. This has been Sam Rule
and Amuna Beckett.
Hey Mustangs, these are your new editors-in-chief, Lizzie Swong
and Delaney Woodett,
wishing you good luck on your finals and a great summer.
Tune in next year for more about life at Costa. And for more information about MiraCosta High School's award-winning newspaper, visit lavistamchs.com.